Good morning, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. The warm summers are warmer and warmer, and now we accommodate that warming with more and more electronic and mechanical devices. Remember when you kept cool with a frozen cup of water flavored with Mamalolo syrup and called it ice cake, or some people call it hard ice, while the old folks with lauhala woven fans sat in the veranda? Gone are those days. But thank you for joining in this broadcast. A listener is a critical element for realizing the Dharma. Without the hearing, the Dharma merely dissipates in the winds. With a hearing, the Dharma becomes real. It is realized in the exchange between the expression and the receiving of the voice. I open today with a reading from Shinran's work. As the essential purpose of the vow, Amida vowed to bring us all to become Supreme Buddha. Supreme Buddha is formless, and because of being formless, is called Jinen. Buddha, when appearing with form, is not called Supreme Nirvana. In order to make it known that Supreme Buddha is formless, the name Amida Buddha is expressly used. So I have been taught, Amida Buddha fulfills the purpose of making us know the significance of Jinen. As we have realized this, we should not forever be talking about Jinen. If we continuously discuss Jinen, that no working is true working, will again become a problem of working. It is a matter of inconceivable Buddha wisdom. Unquote. There are two parts of this text that I wish to explore today. One is the concept of Jinen, and the second is the caution from Shinran about continual discussion of Jinen. I love the double-edged sword to this, that in order to understand the concept of Jinen, we the human brainiacs talk it to the end of time, and yet to do so, it will become again a problem of self-working. So, what to do? There are many concepts in Jodo Shinshu that can be best developed with a prolonged and fuller examination. And yet, we can begin with small slices over a prolonged period of time to uncover more and more. The idea of Jinen Honing is such a concept. So today, I deliver one of those slices. We can start somewhere right now. I did want to share what I thought may be examples in our lives with our friends and acquaintances. In a recent Dharma discussion, we talked about how our words are not always kind and gentle. As we vow in our golden chain, we quickly share our responses of unpleasant encounters in daily activities. We are surprised at how quickly we explode with ugly words to blame, accuse, or defend. A member of the group shared of how he came to have a response in a toxic encounter. He said, "All I did was said Namu Amida Butsu." He wasn't sure whether it was first as an intentional act or not, but after the first response, it became a natural response whenever he was in a moment of distress, whether being cut off on the freeway or receiving unkind words for others. It became of its own, not only in the aftermath. We try to make sense of it when there is no rational or orderly path. It just is. Yet we spend more time trying to explain or understand it. Which then brings us back to what Shinran is saying, that no working is true working. In another example, at a craft group of senior ladies, the conversation turns towards the latest episode of Oshin. The ladies berate Oshin's mother-in-law of her relationship with Oshin. Soon the commentaries of the TV stories bring up personal stories of relationships within their own families and relatives. As the stories gain momentum of hardships and challenges, the ladies' voices begin to soften in its tone and volume. Soon each begins to become aware of the differences with life's circumstances. The conversation slows as if there is no more to say, and a quiet comes over the group. And yet you could feel the tension of the topic, until one of the members merely uttered, "Namo Amida Butsu," and the air cleared, and now we could talk about something else. Nobody questions why, yet everyone was thankful for the break. There is no way to understand what moved the lady to say this. Yet even in a group of Buddhists and non-Buddhists, this was a welcome relief appreciated by all. In these two short examples of what happened with me, it gave me a look at the workings of non-working. There isn't a way to describe the path of this reasoning. It is as if life goes on, and there are moments that completely stop us, and when the only response that we have at the moment is the Nembutsu. Seemingly, the Nembutsu comes forth without intention. Yet, Namo Amida Butsu had to be there somewhere from the past in order for it to reveal itself. If the Nembutsu is not already present, it could not be made real in the utterance. It does not explode from the void. What is it that brings the Nembutsu into our reality? Whether we are born or raised in a Honganji family, or whether we entered into a Honganji setting, at some point we heard this phrase and must have wondered about it. For those of us with Honganji as our background, it was something that was just there, like a rice cooker in the house. For others, it was introduced by a way of class or a temple visit. But at some point, it was part of our knowledge and experience bank. How did we come to grasp the fullness of the phrase? Maybe through more classes or personal studies or continuous immersion in religious activities. I would propose that our appreciation of the Nembutsu comes with an exceptional interplay of our intellect, our experience, and great teachers. All are required to allow the Nembutsu to blossom, like a tripod that gives a camera stability or a stool functionality. Which brings us to the second part of Shenron's quote, and that, I quote, "After we have realized this, we should not be forever talking about Jinen. If we continuously discuss Jinen, that no working is true working will again become a problem of working. It is a matter of inconceivable Buddha wisdom," unquote. I would propose that we reflect upon it and ultimately come to appreciate it. Namo Amida Butsu.